Now, a review of some music that is not easy to categorize. Dirty Projectors is an experimental rock band with influences that range from early vocal music to modern R&B to punk rock. Critic Will Hermes thinks the band's new album, Bitter Orca, is a breakthrough.
It's been about 30 years since the CBGB's era, since New York City has had a really vital rock scene. But they've sure got one now. Albums by Animal Collective and Grizzly Bear have already been flagged as two of this year's best. And I think another adventurous young band with Brooklyn roots, Dirty Projectors, has made a third. Dirty Projectors records can be playfully high concept. They include a song cycle whose storyline somehow involves Eagles singer Don Henley, and a highly abstracted remake of the LP Rise Above by 80s punk rockers Black Flag. But Bit the Orca, a name the band chose mainly because they liked the sound of it, is more straightforward. It focuses on voices. The band has four of them, three female and one male. And while parts are influenced by modern R&B, the arrangements are far different. The single, Stillness is the Move, for example, strikes me as a bit like Destiny's Child teaming up with Talking Heads. After all that we've been through, I know that I will always have you from now until forever, baby. I can't imagine anything better after all that we've been through. I know we'll make it until the way the question is a truth. I've enjoyed other records by Dirty Projectors, but sometimes they seem too eager to show off their smarts. Their latest doesn't overthink, or rather, overthinks just enough to balance head and heart. The mix of tart strangeness and melodic sugar in their vocals reminds me of how much depth the best pop acts bring to their art, and it makes me hope that Dirty Projectors are in it for the long haul. Up in the light of the-
Our reviewer is Will Hermes. The new album from Dirty Projectors is called Bitter Orca. You can listen to songs from the album at nprmusic.org.